The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us on The Breakfast Huddle. Well, looks like a turnaround Tuesday overnight on Wall Street. Heading into the opening numbers in Asia, we are seeing markets back in the green. So all thanks to that improved sentiment from Washington, which decided to delay tariffs on some Chinese goods from September the 1st to December the 15th. So good news for Christmas shoppers. Well, to help get a bigger picture on this, we've got Manpreet Gill, Head of FICC Investment Strategy at Standard Chartered Private Bank. Morning, Manpreet. How are you doing?
Morning, Ryan. Well, I guess a little better today given how markets rebounded.
Yeah, it's a bit of Christmas cheer. So Donald Trump trying to be a bit of Santa Claus instead of tariff man. So let's get into this piece of news. We've got the tariffs being delayed by nearly 3 months for some Chinese goods. So good news for some companies selling technology goods like Apple. Do you see this response from Donald Trump, you know, as a response to how the markets have been weighed down by the turbulence that the US-China trade war has been dragging out and weighing down on sentiment?
Well, maybe to some extent, but I think the way we sort of see this is really part of the broader, you know, US-China trade relation and well, the trade negotiation. And we've always held the view that this is unlikely to be a smooth process. It's going to be a bit of a roller coaster. And we're seeing that in both directions because it's not easy necessarily for the two to reach a deal very quickly. And in the US, absolutely, you know, any sitting US president is conscious of the fact that, you know, a year or more ahead of an election, presidents rarely tend to win re-election if the economy falls into a recession prior to that. So there are a number of sort of factors at play here. Mm-hmm. But our baseline case really is that, look, we still think the US and China have room to reach at least a limited deal, but the path's unlikely to be a smooth one. So some of the roller coaster ride we experienced recently, you know, first some rising tensions, then of course thaw. We just think that we may yet just see more of the same. And as investors, the key role we'll have to play is really try and look through some of the noise and see, are things really getting worse, or is this part of just the ongoing negotiation process?
Okay, so Manpreet, we've got a partial delay from September the 1st to December the 15th for some goods. How should investors digest this, considering there are still 15 months to go before the US elections? Should investors take this as a chance to sell into the rally?
Oh, we wouldn't really take a sell into rally view. I think for us, what we're trying to balance is the underlying economic and growth data, which is still, we think, holding up. It's weakened from where we were, let's say, 6 to 12 months ago. But indicators, you know, to us, this still looks much more like a mid-cycle manufacturing slowdown, similar to what's on 2015 or 2011, rather than the end of the cycle. So to us, we're still sort of in the camp that we'd be looking to add, you know, exposure. So maybe buy on dips is still sort of the bias we take. But having said that, of course, we recognize trade is the one sort of outside event that could cause a shock. And that's why for us, you know, that baseline case holds. But what we're watching from a risk perspective is say, look, are these negotiations going or are things getting worse where it could be a real shock to economic growth? To us, that's really the way to navigate this.
We are chatting with Manpreet Gill, Head of FICC Investment Strategy at Standard Chartered Private Bank. Manpreet, so taking a look at what's happening in the bond market, there is a interesting picture happening right now. We've been talking about the yield curve inversion for quite a while now. So we already have the three-month inverting against the 10-year yield. Now we have potentially the two-year versus the 10-year inverting. Right now, there's just a space of about 3 basis points. So 10-year yields at 1.68 and 2 years at 1.65. What's your take on what's happening here? Why are investors, you know, showing or pricing in a bit of worry in the longer term?
Well, it's an important indicator, not one that we take lightly. So absolutely the fact that, you know, we've seen that inversion, you know, it does send a signal of caution. But the trouble is that if you think from an investor's perspective, that's not a helpful signal on its own, because while it tells us that a cycle will come to an end at some point, it's not very helpful historically from a point of view whether that will happen in a few months or in a few years. So that's why we look at that indicator, is to combine it with something a little bit more high frequency. So we tend to look at an aggregate of more coincident growth indicators in the US, things like the PMIs, for example. And those have not, you know, at least for the time being, sort of signaled that the cycle is drawing to a close. If anything, they're sending the opposite signal that the cycle has further to run yet. Now, particularly when you combine that with the fact that, you know, the Fed and many other central banks are cutting rates, you know, we just think there's good reason to believe that the environment today looks a whole lot more like 95 or 98 when we had similar worries. But, you know, central bank rate cuts did succeed in extending cycle for another few years. So like I said, not downplaying the risks. And we think, you know, a balanced investment strategy is the best way to sort of balance the two possible outcomes. But we think the baseline outcome is still one that should benefit stocks and corporate bonds.
Right, Manpreet. So talking about investment strategy, so you mentioned stocks and bonds. Where exactly in the, you know, equity space should investors be looking at? Because some people are saying, you know, Chinese stocks are great, and some people are saying it's been overbought. And then if I look at commodity prices, they've been having a pretty good run. Is it too late to jump on the, you know, gold bandwagon?
Not too late, I think. So I think there's sort of two great asset classes you described, which sort of get a good way, good example of how to get balance in an investment strategy. So from an equity perspective, look, we still think, you know, Asian equities will do okay. And within that, you know, yes, I know some concerns. There are concerns that China may be overbought, but we're also mindful Chinese equities, particularly onshore ones, tend to benefit most if we do get, you know, more stimulus efforts or just policy support from the Chinese government and central bank. So that's the reason why that's a market we like. But we'd also look further afield. U.S. equities do have a pretty strong track record of outperforming most other regions, you know, in the late stages of a cycle, and earnings growth is, you know, still very, very strong. So that, and together with the fact that it's a more domestic focus, is one market we think is worth adding. Gold, of course, you know, interesting sort of counterbalance. We actually think there are good reasons to like gold on a standalone basis. If bond yields keep falling, you know, it ultimately reduces the opportunity cost of holding gold, a non-yielding commodity. But look, if we're worried about, you know, things sort of potentially going south, gold is one of the asset classes that we think can be a good hedge on the sort of other side of the portfolio to balance out equities and EM or corporate bonds.
You've been chatting Manpreet Gill. Here's the head of FICC Investment Strategy at Standard Chartered Private Bank, helping us to make sense of the latest news of that delay in tariffs against Chinese goods. Manpreet, thank you so much for your time this morning. Always great chatting with you. I'm looking forward to catching up with you again soon.
Thank you, Ryan. Look forward to it.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.